The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I have an in for Pat. The Department of Public Expenditure recently issued a circular to workers reminding them of their tone in emails. So what is the right and correct email etiquette? How friendly should you be? How direct should you be? And the second separate question is the right to disconnect. Because the emails are 24/7, unlike the old days of snail mail, is it reasonable to put your out of office, and what is the rules around that? Well, regular on the Pat Kenny Show, Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director of Sanderson Recruitment, an international global HR firm, joins me in studio. You're most welcome. So what was the point that the department were making in relation to email etiquette?
So they sent out a circular last month in relation to the right to disconnect. And the right to disconnect has been a code of practice in operation for 4 years now, built around three areas. The employee not being routinely required to perform work outside of their normal working hours, not to be penalised for refusing to attend work matters outside of their working hours, and a duty to respect another person's right to disconnect. Now, you might see that as being ultra woke, and the idea that you would put an email signature on to say what your working hours, this is what the department are recommending. Because as you rightly said, we're in a world where we are hyper-connected between emails, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, whatever. And there's a sense that if your boss sends you a text message or an email or a Teams message outside of your working hours, that you should respond immediately. And that's what the department are trying to get at. They're trying to create a situation where, for example, when you finish your working day, you put out put an out of office on that says, look, my working hours are Monday to Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30. I will respond to your email during my working hours. I appreciate your understanding. Now, how do you see that? Is that super woke?
Well, no. Well. My opening position on all of this is that you know, we now live in an era with Gen Z and so on, that the extent of the tolerance of snowflakes is just outrageous. Whether it's working from home and, oh my God, you know, now, first of all, there's a hell of a difference between the public sector and the private sector here. Like normally, right, I would get home on the train on a Friday evening and I would have maybe 30 emails. And if I waited till, and I would have to deal with them on a Saturday or Sunday, and I would consider that normal and acceptable because I'm self-employed, right? If my phone doesn't ring, I don't work. Simple as that. So, I mean, that's my culture. That's my ethos. Put it like this. I don't like it. You know, I hate, because I'm exhausted on a Friday night, to face into it, but I accept it for what it is. Or if I reply on Monday, then I've actually thought about the substantive reply I'm going to give. So put it like this. If you're, you know, if you're in sales in the private sector and there's a 30 grand deal and the difference between getting it or not is schmoozing and being responsive and ultra quick to the potential, buyer, you know. So there are different strokes for different folks here. And needless to say, the most snowflake of all is the public sector. Is that not fair?
I don't know if it's fair, but I would agree with you. People that are in a fee-earning role where they're going to get, you know, their commission or their bonus or their variable pay, there's a real temptation to do that. One of my highest performing colleagues, when she goes on annual leave, puts on her out of office and answers her emails more quickly from the beach than she does when she's in the office.
Okay.
So it's quite confusing.
No, I'm performance orientated. Like, as long as you get a result. I'll give you an example, right? So filling in for Pat Kenny this week, I would land up here at 7 on a Monday morning. The team would have sent me emails on a Friday because they're going on the weekend. If I don't read those over the weekend, well, I'm not going to start reading them at 7 in the morning. Do you understand me?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's just the way it is. And I don't complain about that. I think that's absolutely reasonable. And it would be even worse if I didn't get the emails. You know what I mean?
Isn't that strange the way the world has evolved? Because any of us that have been in the workplace for, say, 20 years or more, remember the days when we weren't hyper-connected. And if an email came in on a Friday evening, you dealt with it on a Monday morning. So are we kind of victims of our own success and our own making?
Yeah, no, and put it like this. So that's a separate issue. So The simple answer is, if you have set hours, and there is a flexibility coming in hours, they could start at 8 or start at 10, you know, it's whatever you're doing yourself, whenever you switch it on. And you know they have a mouse now to pretend when they're working from home that they are busy.
The mouse
when they're actually watching Netflix. But leave all that stuff aside. Email etiquette. How familiar should you be?
Well, this is a personal kind of ick of mine, in that you see a generation, and as you rightly mentioned, there's lots of generations in the workplace now. And I remember when email came out initially, even the informality of saying, "Hi, Ivan," as your introduction, I found very informal in the days when we were moving from
as
letters
opposed to
emails.
Dear or just Ivan.
Dear or hello. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The generation now that are in the workplace are using hey. They're using less punctuation, less capitalization. It's almost like some elements of text speak coming into emails. And I think that is not really appropriate. I think it depends the sector.
Do the department think it's not appropriate?
Well, I couldn't speak for the department.
No, what do they say in this circular? I mean,
Their tone or their request for tone in emails is more about urgency. So, for example, if you send an email to somebody and the request that you're asking them to carry out isn't urgent, they want you to state that. Or if it is time sensitive, they'd like you to state that as well. And they want you to kind of stay away from text communications out of hours unless it's urgent. Because the right to disconnect does allow for business and operational needs, for occasional emergency contact out of hours. But they really want to make sure that that type of communication is emergency and kept for emergencies. So it's not so much on the tone of the haze and so on like that. But
the familiarity.
Personally, when I see an email that says, "Hey, Donal," it just gives me the ick.
Well, no, like if someone sends me a text or an email and say, "Hey, you going to Johnny Nesbitt's to watch the racing this afternoon?" I definitely reply maybe, "Hey, no, I'm busy." But
Or the other one is people that you haven't met emailing you to catch up. I find that really bizarre.
No, but put it like this, the way to get over the issue is surely, in terms of out of hours and I'm busy and so on, is got your email, understand, I will revert. Like I would receive, while I'm busy here, I would receive emails about important things, right, events and so on, which are really important to these people. And I just say, look, I really can't study this in detail. I don't have my proper diary with me. I'm in Dublin for the next 2 weeks. But you know what? I will revert to you. Like that, I think, shows courtesy. It shows response. But it just tries to tell them, just hold your horses there a second. You know what I mean? So I love this. Text gen are so rude in email, says a texter. They don't start with a proper greeting like "Dear Bob" or even "Hi, Bob." They simply start with "Hey," like they're yelling at a random person across the street. I thought that Gen Z were supposed to be sensitive. I find it very annoying. And then predictable. Same old tired nonsense about the public sector. When you're a minister, did your department staff work outside of 9 to 5? Yes, they did. Of course they did. Stop your old gov. I there were 6,000 people working for me. That was in the mid-90s. I'm talking about now, some 30 years later. So, basically, what you're saying, and tell me if people need guidance on this, where's the best place to go to get advice?
I think it depends on the sector you're in. You know, I think that the tone of communications, whether you're in financial services or you're in the legal profession, and then you compare that to the tech sector, are very different. So I think you just have to develop.
That's great advice. Final question. So we had 2 years of a pandemic. That was 5 years ago, since it started. What is the basis of working from home?
This is an interesting one. So what we're seeing, so obviously we're a global recruitment company.
There's no health reason.
Not necessarily. But what we're seeing, we're a global recruitment company, and we can tell you that the first question after salary and reward is, what is the approach to hybrid working? So it's definitely a demand that is required by job seekers. The challenge for employers is that there's a bit of a disconnect there. So one of the things that we talked about off air is this idea of hushed hybrid.
What is that?
Hushed hybrid is where, you know, say, for example, you're working for an American organization and they now, with the new Trump administration, are saying, we want everybody back in the office 5 days a week. The CEO sends out a circular. The Irish management team receives it and calls a town hall to say, don't worry about that. Because they've obviously, global companies have to operate with international labour laws and the demands of the international labour markets. And they know in Ireland, if they mandate people to come back 5 days a week, churn and burn, Ivan, churn and burn.
I've seen it all come and go over 40 years. there is full employment. There's 2.8 million people at work. If there was 500,000 unemployed and a recession comes, right?
The pendulum would swing.
Absolutely. All right. Always a pleasure to talk to Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director with one of the top global HR firms, Sanderson Recruitment. Now, next, you don't believe the stuff they put in front of me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.